Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, and I'm delighted to welcome a friend, George Heslin, who is from Limerick. Now, George, when you're at home, you'd be a Heslin, right?
Indeed. When you'd be, well, originally, we would have been a Heslinge, Adrian, all the way from Germany. The Heslins came from Germany in 1850 to build the railway. German last name, and they settled in the Midlands, and then my grandfather moved to Limerick to build the railway. And then the name got shortened to Heslin.
Oh, how about that? Okay, that I didn't know. Anyway, George, for those who may not know, he is the founder of Origin Theatre Company in New York City. And it's the city's only theatre company devoted to presenting the New York, and for that matter, the American premieres of new plays by Europeans, brightest contemporary playwrights. Founded 16 years already? It is.
Yes, 16 years ago, Adrian, yeah. And yes, as you said, our mission is to launch European playwrights. So we've produced over 200 writers. At this point, from about 19 European countries.
My God. Okay. When you came to town, your background, of course, is that of an actor. You have been a producer, a director, just about every aspect of the theater. But coming to New York as you did, having had quite a bit of experience in theater. Did anybody tell you slow down when you were talking about, the extent of what you were about to introduce here in New York? It seemed like a mammoth commitment and road to head down in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, my background was acting, Adrian. I've acted pretty much at every theatre company in Ireland, the Abbey, the Gate, Druid, the Lyric, and then I did some shows in the West End, and then when I moved to America, I ended up studying with an acting teacher called Uta Hagen. One of my acting gigs over here was actually doing the Broadway tour of Stones in His Pockets, so that took me across an extensive tour of America for about a year and a half, actually. We played all the major cities, but it was in doing that I kind of got a great scope and kind of knowledge of American theater, or the lack of European theater in America. And, in 2002, I produced my first play, but I think it's safe to say that I hadn't planned to set up a theater company then. It was literally producing a project after project, and then after a while, maybe 2 or 3 years later, more structure kind of evolved in the company, and then it grew into what it is today,
And what it is today is actually, it's much, much acclaimed, and you're getting the hang of it. Is it really the 15th season with
yes,
your...
Yeah.
Your 15th season with your annual spring gala, which is coming up actually on May 14th, and you have this is a tremendous event which takes place at Mutual of America right here in New York City, and so give us a bit of a rundown of what we can expect.
The big thing for Origin Theatre is this is our only fundraiser of the year. We just do one, and very kindly, the people at Mutual of America, Tom Moran, has been a wonderful supporter of us and, of course, many organizations across New York. And so each year at the gala, we honor two or three people, and usually we honor a Community Leader Award and an Artistic Leader Award. And you yourself have been very graciously one of our past honorees. And this year, we're delighted to be honoring Ed Kenny and his wife, Bridget. Ed is formerly of Mutual of America and also of the FBI, and we're honoring an actor called Phil Burke, Phil is an actor on a TV show called Helen Wheels for the last 8 years, but he's also a wonderful theater actor and been very kind and good to Origin. So they're the three people that we're celebrating this year, and as you said, it's on May 14th at Mutual of America on Park Avenue.
Yes, for those who may not know, the very quiet, Ed Kenny, and indeed his wife, Bridget. For decades, the Kennys have promoted social welfare and Irish-American causes here in their native New York, but Ed Kenny, his career was with the FBI, and this is not tongue-in-cheek, but he did specialize in Russian counterintelligence, and did so for many years before he became a security director at Mutual of America. He worked very closely, you know, with Mutual of America, with the colleagues Tom Wren and indeed Bill Flynn on the Irish peace process. And he has, you know, his own very interesting stories with right through the roughest times in Ireland, you know, Tom Wren and Ed Kenny and indeed before that Bill Flynn would travel to Ireland, and you know, they were very quite responsible for the lead up to not only to the Good Friday Agreement, but way beyond that as well. A great, quiet, unassuming fellow in the person of Ed Kenny, and his wife Bridget, you know, was spent her life with care and social welfare, really very embedded in that field. Great, they're a great couple, and in fact, we might even go further in saying that Ed Kenny is on the board of Concern U.S. All in all, Ed has now retired from Mutual of America, but I'm delighted that he and Bridget are coming back to be honored on your evening.
Thank you, Adrian. They're wonderful people. They really are, you know.
And
said Adrian, I mean, you know, he said they have so many organizations, you know, so passionate about human rights and equal rights and everything, you know.
Yeah, good. Now, on Phil Burke, he has had a very stellar career as well. You know, he was, you mentioned, you know, Hell on Wheels there for seven seasons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For seven seasons. And, of course, he has a recurring role in, you know, in sci-fi's imagining of Van Helsing, I should say. The event itself is a gala event, and as you say, it is your annual and only major fundraiser in the course of the year. You will have a stellar lineup of actors and indeed celebrities from all corners, as you generally have for the great evening that's in it.
Yes, we've had many, many evenings in the past, you know. And our honorary patron is actually Brendan Coyle, who played Mr. Bates in the hit TV show Downton Abbey. So, you know, we're hoping that some of the Downton Abbey cast will join us as well, you know.
That's terrific. And also, you know, an honorary patron of yours and a great supporter is Ireland's Neil Tobin.
Neil was one of the first people to come on board about 16 years ago. And he's a fine gentleman and a fine actor, is Neil.
Now, we should also say now it's 15 seasons there, but there's another a huge undertaking that is now, I believe, in its 10th season, the 10th annual Origins First Irish Festival. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, the festival is the first Irish festival, the first and only Irish festival in the world dedicated to playwrights from the island of Ireland. So the festival is a part of a program that we launched 10 years ago, and as you rightly said, this is we're going into the 11th year now in January. So the festival every year, you know, brings together about 20 organizations around the city here, and we come together under the banner of Origin and the festival, and we showcase new writing talent. So we have main stage productions, we have development readings, we do endeavor in new commissions from young writers, and every year we bring over three to four full-scale productions from Dublin. which will run for the month at the festival, you know. So we've really, the festival has really become kind of a gateway to North America and a kind of a transatlantic crossing for, you know, I can safely say at this point we probably have worked with every single young Irish playwright, you know. And it's kind of, yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful event, and
yeah,
it gets considerable support from many, many great people, you know.
And, you know, your modesty indeed at times kind of holds you back from saying what everybody else knows, and that for many of the theatrical productions here from basically unknown writers and actors and people of the theatre, they get their start here, and you know, and by the time that they move on from here, it's not a bad resume to list the fact that you know, your premiere is in New York, is in America, and there
Absolutely.
Are so, yeah, and there are so many people who actually, and many of them come back to your gala each year,
yeah,
to basically, you know, acknowledge the fact that they get the jump start here.
Yeah, I mean, the first play that we launched over here, Adrian, was Enda Walsh in 2002. Enda was unheard of at that time, and obviously Enda Walsh now comes to St. Anne's Warehouse. He wrote the musical Once on Broadway, and Enda, somebody got his start through Origin. And, you know, there's a wonderful production that won the Irish Times Best Play Award in 2013 by a woman called Moira Regan. Origin commissioned that play, the first one done in New York, and then it went back to Ireland and secured an award. And in fact, five productions that we developed so far in the festival have actually gone onto the main stage of the Irish Rep Theatre. So the festival is really becoming a feeder for other organizations as well, which is what our goal and intention always was, you know?
Yes. Again, as I say, it's easy for us, you know, to know and to be around and to experience the tremendous work and the growth of Origin Theatre, and definitely to, you know, we urge those who and many of whom may not know of Origin Theatre's work, but if you don't, I would suggest that you get on to Origin Theatre's website, which is www.origintheatre.org. Are you going
to? And Adrian, can I just add one thing there as well? On May 10th, Origin has just struck a new deal with the delegation of the European Union, and we are launching European Month of Culture. So this is a new piece of programming that we've created this year. The launch takes place at Lincoln Center on the 10th of May. And what it is a citywide European Month of Culture. We are working so far with 11 institutions across New York for this year. And it is a month of free programming all about European culture. And that's also on the website at origintheatre.org. And all of those events are free for the whole month.
Free for the month. It's terrific. You know, every time we think maybe that's about it with George Heslin and the Origin Theatre, they come up with yet another. That sounds very exciting, and we're delighted. Of course, we'll carry that, and you'll find that again on OriginTheatreOneWord.org. My guest is George Heslin, again from Limerick. The Origin Theatre Company wrapping up its 15th season with, again, the annual Spring Gala at Mutual of America, and that is on May 14th, honoring Ed and Bridget Kenny and Phil Burke to be honored. I have a feeling, George, if we stay on much longer, that you'd know that this is New York City with the fire trucks and ambulance and everything. We have to... I'm actually quite pleased that they have passed our building at now, so at least it's not one of us here. Lots of luck to you. We look forward
Thank
very
you so much.
Much to
Adrian. And I can also burst into a rendition of Limerick, You're a Lady, if that's ever required as well, of course.
Well, actually, we're going to play it right now. Okay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Okay. All right. And here it is. Mayo Day, friends, but We're still going to play Limerick, You're a Lady. Yes, today is Mayo Day worldwide. For many, it's Cinco de Mayo. The great Mexican holiday, but that never threw us off. It's the 5th of May, and well, here we are with Limerick, You're a Lady. Frank Patterson there, Limerick, You're a Lady, Irish Radio Network, USA, The Flannery Show, live from New York, irishradio.com.